Today on Gardening in a Minute, succulent gardens. Looking for low-maintenance, drought-tolerant plants? Succulents are just the thing. Succulent is the term for any plant with thick, fleshy leaves, stems, or roots designed for storing water. Succulents come in all kinds of interesting forms, textures, and colors. They can thrive equally well in a sunny spot near your deck or in a sunny windowsill, although some prefer shady locations. Because succulents are adapted to survive dry conditions, they don't need much supplemental water. In Florida's climate, therefore, it's best to grow succulents in containers. Start with a shallow clay or terracotta container with drainage holes. Choose a few plants with contrasting appearances and place them in well-drained media with room to grow. Finish off the soil surface with gravel to provide the finishing touch. For more information about succulent gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lightning damage. Florida has powerful thunderstorms, especially in the summer, and where there's thunder, there's lightning. Lightning can kill or injure trees, sometimes in an obvious and spectacular fashion. The trunk or branches could be shattered or the bark stripped, but sometimes the damage is hidden. Your tree could die, it could develop cracks or sunken dead spots along its trunk, or over time the roots could rot. If you suspect your tree has been struck by lightning, have a certified arborist examine it and give you advice on how to save the tree. Unfortunately, not all trees can be saved. Trees are such a beautiful and valuable part of the landscape that it's worth making an effort to try and preserve them. For more information about lightning damage, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chainsaw safety. A chainsaw blade can move up to 68 miles per hour, and its muffler can be as hot as 900 degrees. Many people are injured every year by these powerful and dangerous tools. When you purchase a chainsaw, make sure it has safety features, like a low kickback chain, a handguard, and a chain brake. Never carry your chainsaw unless the engine is shut off and the chain brake is engaged. The scabbard should be covering the guide bar to prevent cuts. Carry the chainsaw backwards and keep the muffler away from your body so you don't get burned. Learn how to start and operate your chainsaw safely to make any storm cleanup as safe as possible. For more information on chainsaw safety and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the spider plant. The spider plant is often enjoyed indoors, but can also work great as a ground cover in shady spots in the South Florida landscape. The spider plant forms mounds of narrow, green and white striped or solid green leaves. It spreads by growing long shoots that develop pre-rooted plantlets at their tips and has clusters of small white flowers. Spider plants can be grown in hanging baskets with their cascading leaves forming a graceful skirt, or can be used in planters or as a border. The spider plant grows in shaded areas. It can tolerate a wide range of soil conditions, but should be protected from frost. This tough plant thrives on neglect, making it an ideal houseplant. To multiply your spider plant, simply remove and pot the plantlets. For more information about spider plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, zinnias. Zinnias are annuals with beautiful flowers that come in vivid colors like red, pink, yellow, and purple. The flowers are characterized by multiple layers of petals and are old favorites for the cutting garden. Zinnias can be as short as 6 inches or as tall as 3 feet. They're very easy to grow from seed or can be purchased as small plants in a garden center. They can be planted in the spring throughout Florida and also in the fall in South Florida. Zinnias need full sun and well-drained soil. They're drought tolerant and may need to be pinched back to encourage fuller growth. For longer flowering, remove the old blooms. Use your zinnias in a mass planting, container, or border, or cultivate them for homegrown bouquets. For more information about zinnias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.